what 1161 would do is not take away the requirement of the tax impact information, but rather extend it and to say if a school wants to use a building fund bond, this notice again has to get published so taxpayers can protest. So this same tax impact information would have to go in that notice so taxpayers again could see it and they could weigh that when they decide whether to protest. And then, and that's a 60-day period. And during that 60 days, this tax impact statement would also have to be published on the website. So then that lines up the same as the requirement now with GO bonds.